ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम द 10th कैंटो 10th चैप्टर टेक्स्ट नंबर 10 डिलीवरेंस ऑफ द यमल अर्जुन ट्रीज। देवसंज्ञितं क्रियन्ते क्रिमिविद भस्मसंज्ञितं भूतद्रुक् तत्कृते स्वार्थं किं वेद निरयो यतः। ट्रांसलेशन प्रॉपर बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद। व्हाइल लिविंग वन मे बी प्राउड ऑफ वन्स बॉडी, थिंकिंग वन सेल्फ अ वेरी बिग मैन, मिनिस्टर, प्रेसिडेंट और इवन डेमी गॉड। बट वॉट एवर वन मे बी आफ्टर दैट, दिस बॉडी विल टर्न इन टू वर्म्स, इन टू स्टूल और इन टू एशेस। इफ वन किल्स पुअर एनिमल्स टू सैटिस्फाई द टेम्पररी विम्स ऑफ दिस बॉडी, one does not know that he will suffer in his next birth, for such a sinful miscreant must go to hell and suffer the results of his actions. Purport. In this verse, the three words krimi with bhisma are significant. After death, the man may become krimi, which means worms, for if the body is disposed of without cremation, it may be eaten by worms or else it may be eaten by animals like hogs and vultures and be turned into stool. Those who are more civilized burn the dead body and thus it becomes ashes, bhasma sagnitam. Yet although the body will be turned into worms, stool or ash, foolish persons, just to maintain it, commit many sinful activities. This is certainly regrettable. The human form of body is actually meant for jivasya tattva jignasa, enlightenment in the knowledge of spiritual values. Therefore, one must seek shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Tasmad gurum prapadyeta. One must approach a guru. Who is Guru? Shabde pare cha nishnatam. Bhagavatam 11.3.21. A Guru is one who has full transcendental knowledge. Unless one approaches a spiritual master, one remains in ignorance. Acharyavan Purusha Vedaha. Chandogya Upanishad 6.14.2. One has full knowledge about life when one is Acharyavan, controlled by the Acharya. But when one is conducted by Rajogun and Tamogun, one does not care about anything. Instead, one acts like an ordinary foolish animal, risking his life, Mrityu Sansara Vartmani, and therefore continuing to go through the suffering after suffering. Nate vidu swarthagate mihi Vishnu, Srimad Bhagavat 7.5.31. Such a foolish person does not know how to elevate himself in this body. Instead, he indulges in sinful activities and goes deeper and deeper into hellish life. Hare Krishna. While we are hearing the most beautiful pastimes of Krishna's childhood, which are endearing even to the Atmaramas, or themselves fully satisfied, yet as we are relishing the pastimes of Krishna churning butter, Krishna, Madheshwar churning butter and Krishna playing the leela of stealing the butter, running here and there, getting dragged by the cows and calves, killing the demons like Trinavarta, etc. Here Shukdev Goswami is very kindly putting the Bhagavatam again into perspective to bring about the sober reality of this world. That even though, yes, on one hand, it is very relishable to hear Krishna's pastimes, but the purport Prabhupada is again grounding us back to the reality of this world, the type of world we live in. We all have, at least the men, would have been to crematoriums. We have experience of that. Recently we had a big tragedy which sort of forced us to go to these unpleasant places also. And as the bodies were burning, and I was there, and not meditating exactly, but trying to think, and the huge chunks of smoke were emanating from the body, huge clouds of dark smoke coming in gushes, pouring out of the body, moving upwards through the ceiling and then moving out. It was a very sobering event to see, because whether we like it or not, whether we are devotees or non-devotees, or whatever level of devotion we are, we will be on that pyre one day. The wood is waiting for us, the fire is waiting for us. And this body which we are decorating with fine cloth and beautiful cosmetics will definitely turn into ash sooner or later. No matter what that advertisement companies promise in terms of everlasting beauty, or what the hair transplant experts promise in terms of beautiful lush hair, or any plastic surgeon offering you wrinkleless skin, the fact is this body is destined to become either ash or stool or food for the worms. Very sobering. It is said we should never forget Krishna and never forget death. The two things we should always remember in our life, they say. This was the teaching of Arvind Mafatlal, blessed by his beloved guru, Ramchandji Maharaj. He said, always remember these two things. Remember always Krishna, which is obviously the goal of life. Satatam Smartave Vishnu. We want to remember Krishna always. But at the same time, remembering Krishna in a sentimental way would not be good. Yet also remember the harsh reality of this world, and that is death. And the more we think of these two in a balanced manner, when you think of death, as I was just explaining, it sobers us. At least for the time being, it just sobers us from the the glamour that the world creates outside, through lights and music and sound and images and screens. The type of phantasmagoria the world creates outside makes you feel that this is world is a good place. Sansara lagilo bhalo. This is not so bad. But you go to the crematorium and you will know how all those billboards, how all those ads and how those cosmetics, they just, when your loved one is on the pyre, when your mother and father is on the pyre, your son is on the pyre, these things don't have any value. Your life is a vacant void. Everything you hold very dear to you is lost. So it is important to think also of death. And Vaishnavas are very bold people. They may be timid, appearing timid people to the outside world, but we are very bold. And our bold is not physical and muscle power of the biceps, but our boldness is to talk about death openly. We can talk about death, all aspects of death, what happens before death, what happens during death, what happens after death. Karmis will never talk about death, because they don't remember the ultimate reality of life. But devotees are very bold, very courageous, very straightforward, as sure, Prabhupada said, as death. There are two things that are very sure. The sun will always rise in the morning, every day. And the second thing is, our sun will always set one day. As sure as death. So these are sure things. So, and of course here, Prabhupada is specifically talking about the nature of wealth, which is what the whole world is so crazy about. Every small country, I believe there are 218 of them now. I don't know the latest figures, but I was told there are 218 countries, of which there are about 7.2 billion people. But all these 7 billion people, they have only one goal practically. In that sense, everyone is one. Everything is one. They may be from America or any part of the world, or Eskimos, wherever they are. They all want to earn wealth. Lots of wealth. Why is that so? Because the overwhelming predominance of the mode of passion. The rajagun which prevails all around impels, propels, provokes us to go into a state of complete dissatisfaction with whatever God has given you. No matter what God gives you out of His kindness, the mode of passion always will make you feel this is not enough. That's the power of rajagun, to create a sense of deficiency always. A pit in your consciousness which can never be filled by any amount of material goods. There is bungalows or cars or cash or positions. That pit cannot be covered with anything. An ever increasing pit of desires. That is what rajagun creates. In this scenario of increasing wealth, Prabhupada is making us aware, Narad Muni, our previous acharya of our line, what happens to a world which is consumed by wealth. He talked about pride, talked about gambling, talked about womanizing. Today Prabhupada talking about killing animals. How wealth is such a abode of Kali. How Kali takes complete shelter of wealth. When there is anything more than excess wealth, Kali just resides there. And that wealth in which Kali is residing, which you possess. So you're not possessing wealth, which you may think I'm possessing, but actually you're possessing the complete negativity of Kali within your consciousness. And that Kali within you, within the money which you possess, is going to make you do all these things like killing animals. How many animals? There's no count of how many animals are being killed every day. The figures are startling and makes the heart very heavy when we hear how many innocent animals are being killed. And the number is always increasing. It is not decreasing. Every day more animals are being killed. So in this pathetic state of the world in which we are living, totally pathetic, a cultureless, barbarous, savage civilization of people who want to just eat the flesh of innocent animals just because it is tasty, just because it is tender. We have no consciousness, no conscience, no sensitivity, no kindness left whatsoever. So it's a very, very pathetic situation the world is in. It is in this situation of utter hopelessness that we turn to, we see how Krishna, the all good God, the loving Father, makes Himself so available to His children that somehow they will turn to Him. The only purpose of all the scriptures, all the gurus, all the avataras, all the prophets in the past, present and future is only one. From whatever faith they may belong, that's a detail. But the purpose only one, to turn the wayward children of God back to His loving embrace. That is the only purpose of all the prophets. They may do it by this way or that way, depending on the audience they are catering to. They may do it in different various ways, give various messages of various details, depending on whom they are actually preaching to. But the purpose is one. So it is in this situation that Jagannath Rath Yatra becomes in, when you see Jagannatha in this context of the world, then we see the immense value of this most ancient, beautiful festival which has been celebrated on the earth planet. It is not just to be seen as a festival only of merrymaking and pulling rath, that all that is there, but it has to be seen in context of the world situation. That His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, this most merciful Acharya, pure Vaishnav, having gone to America, 65 September, and probably the first thing that Prabhupada did in terms of opening up the doors of Krishna's compassion to the world was to the medium of Rath Yatra. It is historically very significant for ISKCON that even though we celebrate Janmashtami, Gaur Purnima, Ram Navami, Nityananda Tridashi, we celebrate the dozens of festivals all over the year, nonetheless Rath Yatra is that madhyam, is that medium which Prabhupada chose, or rather Krishna made Him choose that as a means to bring Krishna to the entire world. And it was not a very far away, it was just 67 San Francisco. It is just 1.5 years after Prabhupada's descent into New York. And the first place He left after New York was San Francisco, Hitachbury Park, we know. Right? The first place He left after New York, after putting some seeds in New York, right, and then creating another center in San Francisco, the first festival was, the first god to appear in ISKCON was Krishna in the form of Jagannath. So we can see that it was the great desire of His Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada's Guru Maharaj, and His great desire that, you know, there is some restrictions about how some people cannot go into Jagannath temple, right? So Saraswati Thakur said that we would actually take Jagannath out in an airplane chariot, and take Him to London, right? So it was a desire of, they knew that the power to convert the world to Krishna consciousness lies with Krishna. The power to change the world to Krishna consciousness doesn't lie with you and me. It always lies with Krishna, because He is all powerful, and because he is a father, so He knows how to reach out to His children. He knows, He knows how to save His children who are drowning in the world of Maya. So through His dear devotees, how Mother Malati and Shyam Sundar Prabhu, how He just entered into the world of ISKCON. And we know the story of how Prabhupada procured those small images of Jagannath Swami from the, you know, duty-free shop. They got Him from there. And Prabhupada, on His small images, they are not installed, they are just wooden sort of, you know, images of the Lord. But Prabhupada sees Krishna everywhere. A pure devotee sees Krishna everywhere. And Prabhupada immediately offered his very respectful obeisances to the small images of Jagannath Swami. Great love, great feeling. And immediately He knew what is the plan of the Lord. So Krishna gives signals and pure devotee gets the same. We also get signals from all the time, but we don't have the antenna to receive those signals. When we see, when we hear death, when we hear so many things. Now, all signals are coming to us also to learn, to grow, to actually become more purified. We get signals all the time also. But we don't have the receptors or the receptivity to those signals, and therefore we remain the type of people we are still. Dull, dumb, useless, foolish. Yeah, that's, I'm talking about myself, that we have been hearing and we have been, you know, reading this much and all that, but still the dull consciousness seems to still drag down towards the inferior modes of material nature. And that seems to be very good type of thing to do, just keep dragging down. But Prabhupada got the signal that Jagannath is here, and immediately He knew that He's supposed to hold a Rath Yatra. That was the signal, right? And Shyam Sundar Prabhu has this historical boon of carving the first 7 Jagannath deities of our movement. He was a sculptor. Among many things, he was a sculptor also. And first 7 forms of Jagannath Swami were made by him. How wonderful. How wonderful. And they were installed in various places. And then we can see that how over the years, in just a short time, this ancient festival. How old is Jagannath festival? It's practically the oldest festival on this planet. the Skanda Puran takes us back. Skanda Puran is the biggest of all the 18 Puranas. As a detailed description of Jagannath Swami, Niladri, Sri Kshetra. It talks about the first Manu. It was something like 13 crores of years. 13 crores, 45 lakhs years. First Manu, Swayamvara Manu. Begins with the history of Indubinda Maharaj. It is explained that the first half of Brahma's life, Brahma, as we all know, has 100 years like you and me, but the time scale being different, it is very, very long, 311 trillion years. Right? The first half, he worships the Supreme Lord on Earth planet as Neel Madhav, was being worshipped by the Shabaras in Puri Jagannath. When a second half of his life starts, Neel Madhav disappears from this world, but reincarnates again in a different form to serve the second Praradha of Brahma. And this time he comes as Lord Jagannath, along with his brother Balabhadra, along with his dearmost sister Subhadramai. And this began, and the descent began, the time of Indradhumna Maharaj, who was responsible for bringing Jagannath Swami into this world. As we know, he went to see Neela Madhav. When he went to see Neela Madhav, Neela Madhav had already disappeared. And then through Narad Muni's association, he learns that the Lord will appear again. So after having carved beautiful deities of Lord Jagannath, which was done by Vishwakarma, original sculptor of Jagannath Swami is Vishwakarma, who is the great, great, great personality who has carved so many forms of the Lord. And what kind of a person he must be, Vishwakarma? We can meet him sometime. You know, what is his brilliance? What is his devotion? Pure devotion, that the Lord manifests himself in this world through all the forms which he makes. When Vishwakarma makes a form, the Lord is there. How many Narsingadevas he has carved? How many Krishna deities? So many, thousands and thousands of them, all made of Vishwakarma. Great Vaishnav. Very great Vaishnav. So when Jagannath Swami came for the first time through Vishwakarma's loving hands, and he being an instrument of the Lord's desire, as we know the story, when he was carving Jagannath Swami from that wood, Daru Brahma, Jagannath Swami always comes in wood. Jagannath Swami is a very special person. Even though he is Krishna, of course Krishna himself is special, but in that speciality of Krishna, however special Krishna is, there is something even more added speciality to when it comes to Jagannath Swami, because he is totally unusual type of Krishna. He is a non-conformist Krishna. He doesn't conform to all, you know, in so many ways Jagannath is so different type of Krishna, right? I mean, the way he looks, first of all. When you look at Jagannath, you know, we think of Krishna as, you know, threefold bending form, Shyamam, Tribhangam, Laitam, Niyat, Prakasham. When you look at Krishna, we are expecting a form which is threefold, wearing a sash, wearing, you know, all that, various amulets and all that, right? And playing the flute, Venum Kwanantam. But when you see Jagannath Swami, he is so different, right? He doesn't have a flute. He is not threefold bending. In fact, he has no bend. He is a straight person. He is straight. His hands are straight. His legs don't even exist. So next question of threefold, his legs are gone into his body. He's so unusual, and the type of eyes he has got. Very beautiful description of his eyes. He said it's like a full-blown lotus, right? We have lotus today. The lotus have not come for some reason. Otherwise, his devotee always brings lotuses for Krishna. He has not come today. But when you open the lotus flower in the bud, and you open, and then you open and see the full circumferential face-to-face view of. That is a opened up lotus, right? And then you have the central whirl of the lotus, right? So Jagannath Swami's eyes are like that, right? Isn't it? It is like a full blown lotus, and central that pupil of Krishna, that is called pupil, the black circle is called pupil. When somebody is intoxicated, the pupils dilate. When we go into the, when you look at a patient and then we want to know if he's intoxicated or not, we throw a torch light on his eyes, and his pupils are dilated. That means he has some intoxication in his body. Alcohol makes the pupils dilate. This one, my perverted understanding of Jagannath Swami. But Jagannath is intoxicated, thoroughly intoxicated, supremely intoxicated. There cannot be a more intoxicated person in this world than Jagannath. He is so intoxicated that he cannot even walk. You see when people, when they walk, they cannot walk. They're just rolling. They're just, you know, that the gait is very different. When you see a person walking, like, yeah. Do you not need an explanation? He's gone. He's finished. He's in a different world. He's gone. Jagannath cannot walk. You see how Jagannath, he comes out of his temple. He can't walk. He can't steady himself. He's going like that. And he falls down sometimes on that, you know, wooden parapet they make for him. He just falls down and he can't get up anymore. And then they have to lift him, pray to him. Jagannath is a very special Krishna. Extremely special Krishna. And therefore, in devotee's heart, Jagannath has a very special sthan in devotee's heart. They want to see Krishna as Shyam Sundar also, as Radharaman also, and Banki Bihari also, and you know, Krishna Vrindavan Chandra also. But they want to also see Krishna as Jagannath, because he has this very special flavor, which is very endearing to the devotees. And so is the Rath Yatra, very special to the devotees. Right? So Vishwakarma made these forms of Jagannath, and they were installed. But to install them, Indraduman Maharaj felt that I should call the Supreme Creator Himself to install. The Jananivas Prabhu of this creation is Brahma. In one sense, the head pujari of the entire universe is Brahma Himself. The Prapitamaha. So Indraduman Maharaj goes right there to Brahma Loka with Narada, and they talk and discuss, and he offers a personal invitation. So please come and install Jagannath Swami. He comes. But by then he comes here, then Swambhuna Manu's role, this thing has passed away. So 71 Divayugas have passed away while he goes at the beginning of Satyuga of Swambhuna Manu, the first Satyuga of Swambhuna Manu, he goes there. When he turns back, 71 Divayugas have passed. So when he comes, it is Swarochisa Manu has started. So the next Manu has already come in. But luckily, the temple is still there. Because it is divine, it is special. And this time, so during the era of Swarochisa Manu, the Rath Yatra starts. So from that time on till now, can you imagine a festival which is going for so many years? How old? So many Manus have gone, and the seventh Manu is going on. In that Manu also 28 yugas already passed away. So how old is this festival? And the older it is still more, it is more endearing. Oh, it's very old. It's ancient festival. It is the most ancient festival. Right? Until today, we may say we are Kali Yuga and all that is fine. But the fervor of the devotees has not gone down in one sense. Lakhs of people are there waiting today, 9 o'clock. We can just imagine the scene there at Puri. With people in anticipation. Just waiting in that sweltering heat. Maybe I don't know what it is now, raining or what. But they're waiting at for somewhere mid-afternoon, 2 o'clock, something, the Lord will come out, give His darshan. And the eager devotees have not seen Him for 15 days. What is the mood of separation? They're waiting to see Him. Jagannath says, reciprocates. There are devotees in our temple also and elsewhere who every year will go. He says, oh, I've seen it. I've experienced that. I got crushed in that crowd. So I've experienced the crushing in a crowd and all. I'm happy to. But no, they will go again and again and again. Every year they will go there. If forget about the crowd, forget about the pickpocketing, forget about all the heat. That's all there. It's okay, fine. But Jagannath is there. We are going for Him. So people come every year, every year, every year. Right? So this ancient festival. Now we have this, you know, a rich man will have his own cars. Right? The richer the man, the more bigger the car, the more beautiful the car he has. Right? A small one will have a nano. a nano. You can sweat 1 lakh, 1 lakh, 1.5, 2 lakhs maximum for the third model which has come. Right? But a rich man, nothing less than a BMW or a Rolls Royce. But look at Jagannath's car. Prabhupada used to call it not Rath car, Prabhupada's car. You know, he said, Prabhupada said, Jagannath's car. Because in English language, Rath, car. Okay, car I can understand. So God has His car. He's a person. If a stupid man on the road has a car, why can't God have a car? What is his car? What is his car? 50 feet high. 16-wheeled car. That is Krishna's car. He is special. You people, you human beings only have 4-wheeled cars made of rubber which get punctured. They become flat anytime. A small pin goes inside, they become flat, and you know you have to get down. This doesn't get punctured. Bit of wood. 16 wheels without alignment in a garage. Is it not? Now, if any wheel alignment, everyone knows you have to go to a garage and there is a computerized system how to you have to align those wheels. Otherwise, you know, your car will wobble here and there and you may have an accident. Right? 16 wheels are aligned perfectly well. You know, the car is when it starts, cars moving this way. People are pulling the people are guarding. Car always goes straight. The wheels are all aligned. They are all handmade. No computer graphics, no diagrams, no designs. Nothing is done. Jagannath Swami's cart, 50 feet high, 16 wheels, 16 spokes. Nandi Ghosh. Containing Garudji. The flag is containing Garudji with a serpent in his mouth. Right? Balram's cart, Taladvaja. Right? Red and green color. Special. This color is also specific. They don't have, okay, jo kapda mila laga do. It's red and green. Specific. Jagannath Swami, specific color. So red and green, Balram's cart. Taladvaja. Plough. So 14 wheels, each wheel with 14 spokes. Correct? And different colored horses. Then Subhadramai, 43 feet high, 12 wheels, 12 spokes each. Arjun is driving, charioteer, right? Special, three wheels, all the three brothers and sisters have their own royal, beautiful cars and they all rode, right? It is to just be there, and Jagannath is coming, especially, you know, when he comes towards the end, it's about 5:36 in the evening. By the time usually they come towards the latter 1/4 of the Gundicha temple, and you stand there in front of the, and that the power of their presence as they're riding through, the just gliding through the roads, and those beautiful, nice festoons, and those devotees with that gong, what is that? Disc. And those devotees are standing on the top of the floor of the temple, and they're doing playing this, ding, 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 and it's going on. That powerful sound, and this loud kirtan and murdangas and kartals and this loud sound, and people are as that particular feeling, that particular emotion which erupts in the heart at that time is something which is so magnificent. You feel you're in front of God, the power of God, and He's riding with His majesty and His grandeur and His splendor. So there is a very powerful feeling which comes when you see this momentous occasion to see Jagannath like that. It's very nice. And when he comes actually at Gundicha temple, then you see those three nice carts aligned there in front of Gundicha Mandir, and just the place we stand there outside, and just to see them in the background of the sky, those fluttering flag, so beautiful. So beautiful, right? And this was the purpose actually that Lord Chaitanya stayed in Jagannath Puri. Specifically, Mahaprabhu's desire to stay in Puri, externally it may be that his mother told him to stay there because I can get news about you. But that's just superficial external reason. The internal reason is that Jagannath Swami is in strong separation from Srimati Radharani, the Brijbasis and Vrindavan. And Mahaprabhu Chaitanya, being Krishna in the mood of Radharani, could be no other place in this world than at Puri, where Krishna is so much waiting for the Brijbasis. He's in such deep sense of separation, Vipralamba. It is called, also called as Vipralamba Kshetra. The whole Kshetra is called Vipralamba Kshetra. Shankha Kshetra, Sri Kshetra, Puri Kshetra. So many names. But the whole Kshetra is called as Vipralamba Kshetra. Where Jagannath is, the way he is because he is feeling such emotions, where he is not able to see his loved ones. The favorite Brijbasis which we read in the 10th canto, they are not there. They are not there at Puri, they are not there at Dwarka. He misses them. And in missing them, he's so restless. Right? So that's why Lord Chaitanya has gone and stayed there. And of course, he's accompanied, as Krishna is accompanied by Lalita and Vishakha on the altar, always together. Today also is the appearance day, disappearance day of Swarup Damodar. Disappearance day, right? So, the Lord formed these four parties in the Rath Yatra. Four parties. Actually, there were seven. The Lord Himself formed four, and then three more came from Srikhanda and other places, Shantipur. And you just imagine the Rath Yatra which was taking place when Mahaprabhu was there. What was the type of Rath Yatra when He was there? Who are the dancers? Now, we have some good dancers amongst us here, devotees also. But we know how we dance and we have our own, you know, culture of dance and all that. But imagine a Rath Yatra where, who are the dancers? Because dance evokes, you know, who are the Murdanga players, who are the singers and the dancers. Now that creates a rhythm, a momentum, a wave of devotion is generated by the crescendo, the harmony created by dancers, singers and Murdanga players, right? So when you have a group where Swarup Damodar is singing, imagine where he is singing, and in that group who is dancing? Sri Advaita Acharya is dancing. Apparently an old man, but he is Mahavishnu. So in that sense, age does not affect Mahavishnu naturally. But he just happens to look old, but that is not that he actually is old. He is eternally young, youthful. And what is his dance when he dances Advaita Acharya? He makes the earth, and Mahavishnu is dancing on the small planet. Mahavishnu is the one who makes all the universe arise from his body. Right? When the person who makes the universe arise from his body is dancing on one small planet, earth planet, the whole earth will just go off gravity. So he dances with such grace, such beauty. Swarup Damodar Goswami knows exactly what is the nature of Swarup Damodar's consciousness. What a special, supremely special person he is. He understands the movements of the Lord's heart. How is it possible that somebody can understand the Lord's heart? You can understand in our own heart. We can understand what's happening inside. We can understand our wife's heart or our son's heart, or the loved ones around us. We can understand what's happening to them, why they behave in a particular way, the way they behave. But Swarup Damodar is so tuned in to Mahaprabhu that immediately he's in touch with the Lila Shakti, and he knows what is the Lord's desire, and he will sing exactly congruent songs, the songs which are congruent, the first ones are congruent to the Lord's mood. And those same songs which will actually make the Lord relish those moods which he wants to relish. There's such a supremely beautiful combination of Swarup Damodar Goswami, Vishakha, Ramananda Rai and the Lord together. These three personalities which we are seeing this today, this diorama is very special diorama. The Lord with Lalita and Vishakha is very special diorama. So he is such a special person, Swarup Damodar Goswami. And please remember, we are all under his care. He is the founder acharya of all Vaishnavas. When Mahaprabhu was, when somebody was taking the water from the feet of the Lord at Gundicha Mandir yesterday, then the Lord had scolded Jashadari, was saying that, Swarup, look at this, you know, your Bengali Vaishnava, what is he doing? He has the audacity to, you know, in the Lord's temple to put his hands and, you know, taking the water of my foot wash. What is this he's doing? He has no manners, no etiquette. So he had addressed Swarup Damodar as your Bengali Vaishnava. That means actually Prabhupada says in the purport that we all are devotees in the line of Swarup Damodar Goswami. He is like the senior most Vaishnava in the spiritual world. And even Rupa Goswami, our founder Acharya, reports to him. The reporting hierarchy is Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari is reporting to Swarup Damodar Goswami as Lalita Sakhi. So we are all under his. So today is a day we actually can pray. Not to go up there and do some crazy, you know, Sahaja stuff there. But to really become a servant of all his servants. We can really pray for the service attitude, which is what his heart also is, and please him with that attitude. We can pray for that. And the exemplification of that is Sivananda Sen. exhibition of that mood of service is Sivananda Sen, whose disappearance also we are celebrating today. The entire Mahaprabhu is so much in love for his devotees, and he is waiting for, on one hand he wants to see Jagannath every day, on the other hand he loves his devotees so much that he wants to see his devotees also. The devotees want to see him, have his darshan and be with him, chant with him, sing with him, dance with him, take prasad with him. The Lord also is waiting for them. So the entire rigorous, difficult thing to make all the devotees come from such a far off place like Navadvip, walk down to Puri, that entire, you can say the word project or the trauma, whatever it is, to bring him from all them to here to Puri is done by whom? Single handedly. There is no yatra management. You know, all our devotees have the yatra management. They have somebody is prasadam distribution, somebody is booking, somebody is. So now it is super specialized fields, and only one person handles his department, right? Booking, and somebody is only taking care of the advance party. So there was nothing like that. So everything was done by one person. The booking, the tolls, and the traveling, and the prasadam, and the staying. Everything, one, what must be an expertise of the management, caliber of Sivananda Sen, to handle 400 people. You take a small picnic of 20 devotees and you'll see how difficult it is to manage. Some things go wrong, the bus is not there and driver has not come. You shout at him and samasta nahi hai, and that. So 20 devotees, you go in a small bus to some close by place and things go haywire. You carry 400 devotees, Mahaprabhu's closest associates, and manage the whole thing single-handedly. Things were not definitely easy. They were not really easy. Every kingdom you pass through, they are all small kingdoms. They are not big kingdoms. They are all small. Goregaon, Jogeshwari, like that. Small. Small kingdoms were there. And each time, each place there is a king. And the king has only source of income is to tax the guys who are traveling through his kingdom. Because there are no industries and all. You know, there are no powerhouses and there is no bhilai and all. Nothing was there. So, you know, the only people are passing through his kingdom, take tax from everybody. Right? And that's how the guy was maintaining himself. So, it's so difficult. All this was Ramasivananda Sivananda Sen. So, such a great, dear devotee to the Lord. And the acid test to his devotion was Nityananda Prabhu's behavior. Right? Acid test. Right? It's like Agni Pariksha. Practically, that you're doing so much, you're practically not even eating your own food, you're not even taking care of your rest, you're just bothered. When usne khaya kya, he had his food, everything is all right, did everything happen, everyone is, he's just bothered about everybody else's welfare, and obviously he's not taking care of himself. There's a time to do that. And when in the whole scheme of things, when Nityananda Prabhu gets his prasad little late, right, he becomes transcendently angry. And guess what he does? He doesn't just chastise him, you know, with verbal words. It's just corporeal, completely corporeal offense. Cut! He just, Nityananda Prabhu is Balaram. When he kicks you, you know, you can imagine when Balaram's kick, the Lord of all Bala, when he kicks on your chest, what happens to your chest, right? So he just kicked him on his chest. And Sivananda Sen did not react. He did not react. So again, that's a test for us. When you do all these services which we do, we expect some praise, some recognition, said some sweet words, something, you know, something, some pat, somewhere someone should say something good about it. Even however insignificant the devotee is, he should say, Prabhuji, achha laga, nice. So at least something someone should say. But here, the most important person, instead of appreciating you, he kicks you. Right? And Sivananda Sen says, he's right. I deserve this kick. Because how can I be neglectful of Nityananda Prabhu's prasad? He was completely unaffected. What is the level of his shraddha in Nityananda Prabhu? And what a wonderful way of giving his mercy, Nityananda Prabhu. This is his appreciation. When avadhutas become happy like this, they, you know, Raghunath Goswami was pulled by Nityananda Prabhu at Panihati and said, oh, you are a chore, come here. You know, he pulled him and he forcibly put his lotus feet on the head of Raghunath Das Goswami. That is one aspect of avadhut Nityananda. But other way of doing it is that he actually kicks you directly without calling you, you know, putting your head, you know, he just kicks you in your body. This is a supreme gift. whether the guru chastises you or the guru praises you, it's all his love. This is the, because he's Adi Guru. So when Prabhupada used to chastise somebody or pat somebody, everyone, each time the devotees say so, then they all felt blessed. They felt his love. So this is the glory of Sivananda Sen. Very special devotee. Again, we can pray that this level of Shraddha, which he manifested in this particular episode, exemplary, fantastic. So today, in a very short while, in Mira Road, we are very, very fortunate. Those of you who are going to come there, that we'll be having this Rath Yatra there also, same day, the same time. In one sense, when you, it is a good consciousness that while the Lord is being pulled at Puri, the same time in Mira Road also this is happening. So it's a favor on all the devotees who are there that we can actually understand that the same thing is happening there on a larger scale, on a more pompous scale, with more grandeur, everything, of course. But it's happening there. We are pulling Jagannath Swami. So Gauranga Maharaj was asked this question that, you know, why how is the devotee say that, you know, you just pull the rath and you get liberated? Sounds pretty simple, right? I mean, you get a very simple, very sinful man can come and, you know, he's doing all nonsense and he just pulls the rath. He heard it somewhere. Pull the rath, get liberation. It is not so easy. And it's not to be taken cheaply. He said, those who see Jagannath Swami on their rath, on his rath, and pull the rath, they get liberation. When we see the rath, do we see Jagannath Swami? That is the question Gauranga Maharaj asked. When you see him as Sakshat Bhagavan, we don't see as he's not Prajendra Nandana, he is not Pratima, he is Sakshat Prajendra Nandana. When you see him as that, then that pulling of rath will bring about an end to your material life once and for all. No, what are simple activities are performed, finished, at one stroke, gone, out, clean slate. But for that you require to see him with the Shraddha, that he is the Lord of the universe, riding on his chariot. When you see it with that, and you pull that, with that Shraddha, you pull the rath, then guaranteed liberation takes place. So, in the next few hours, we need to prepare our consciousness to do this beautiful activity of putting the rath. It is... Mahaprabhu is a person actually who, in the festival is going on for so many years, as mentioned, it is 13 crores, 45 lakh years or something, but it was not known what is the inner mahatmyam of this entire Leela. Something is going on for so many years, should be known why this is taking place. But it is only Mahaprabhu's descent in Kali Yuga, 28th Diva Yuga of Vyasvata Manu, it was revealed what actually is the real inner purpose of the Rath Yatra. That of course we know that Krishna is moving from Dwarka to Vrindavan. In the hearts of his devotees he is being pulled. So that inner secretive mahatmyam, which was Lila Mahaprabhu, we don't have the time to discuss in detail. It's a very high topic in any case. But the essential point here is this, that we have to place Jagannath in the rath of our own consciousness. The rath, the word rath is used in Upanishads as this vehicle, the body. The body is the rath, right? And the mind is the reins. The soul is the passenger, right? And the sarthi is the intelligence, right? So when we use our body in a way whereby we can actually place Jagannath Swami on the rath of our consciousness, on the altar of our consciousness, right? That is the whole inner meaning of Rath Yatra. We are putting the Lord in our heart, and actually we may say that we are pulling the Lord, but the Lord is taking us to Vrindavan. The Lord actually is taking us to Vrindavan. So it's a very purifying experience for all of us to do that. And as we are doing this, let us always remember the great mercy of Srila Prabhupada. If somebody can ask who is the greatest devotee of Jagannath, well, many were there. Salabeg was there, Dasya Bhavari was there, and so many devotees were there who are great souls, who are pure devotees of Jagannath. But, you know, in terms of bringing the mercy to the whole world, the greatest devotee of Jagannath Swami is undoubtedly his divine grace. But for him, the whole world, whether it's Paris or London, and how much the whole world owes him, for bringing Krishna, the the most inaccessible person who stays in Vaikuntha is so far away. Panthasukuti Satavasara Sampragamyo. So far away, inaccessible to even the yogis. What talk of the ordinary low class sinful karmis who are digging meat every day? What is their possibility of getting access to Krishna? It is impossible. But even that inaccessible Krishna becomes accessible by the mercy of His divine grace. How much we are grateful to Him for that. In Bombay we have more than 12 Rath Yatras. Every place, Kolaba, we are recently in Bhayandar also. How much Jagannath is making Himself available? He is definitely the most compassionate aspect of Krishna. The most compassionate form of Krishna. Willing to go out of His way to meet His sinful children. So that bhav, that appreciation for Jagannath Swami, that bhav appreciation for His divine grace, Prabhupada, that grateful heart will make us participate in Rath Yatra with proper consciousness. Hare Krishna. Jagannath Swami ki, Rath Yatra Mahotsav ki, Gaur Premanandi. Hare Krishna.